Greetings, and welcome back to another episode of the Warrior Mind Podcast. I'm Greg Swanson, your mental strength coach, guide, and mentor. To find out more about mental strength and Warrior Mind coaching, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com, and our world-famous blog is at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. And again, today I have my good friend and producer, Rishi.
Thank you, Greg. Today is what we can call a... We can say it's a pretty unique episode today, because at the end of the episode, there's going to be a special treat for all you listeners, which involves the brainwave entrainment.
Yes, entrainment. Not a train crash, but brainwave entrainment. So if you're listening to this podcast while you're driving, save it to when you get home or pull off the road. Actually, don't even pull off the road. Just save it till you get home or to the office, one or the other. Because there is going to be some brainwave entrainment, and brainwave entrainment is pretty cool. We'll go into more details of it later, but needless to say is that your brain goes through various waves. It has your beta, which is your wide awake, your alpha, which is your suggestive, your theta, which is good for hypnosis, and then your delta, which is your sleep. And all four of those brainwaves are happening all the time. There's just one that may be more dominant than the other. For instance, right now, most of us, hopefully, are in our beta wavelength is dominant.
Yeah, so when you're driving, would it be, what, alpha?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
If you ever get to work and not know how you got there, you may have slipped into alpha.
Okay.
And each of these has a range, right? So it's not just one set point. There's a range, so you can do a low beta and a high alpha could be right at that point. And there's those points where we all know where we're just about to drift to sleep, and we might do some lucid dreaming in there. That could be, you know, anywhere from an alpha to even a theta. But the neat thing is that our brain goes through these processes, and when they are at certain wavelengths, when our brain is functioning at a certain frequency, it allows us as users of the brain to program it, if you will.
Oh, okay. Interesting. But program it as in how?
Right. Well, we can, as we say at the end of each of our shows, right, you program your brain or the world's going to program it for you.
Okay.
Well, interesting is when you're watching TV, watching a movie, you slip into the alpha state, which makes it very suggestive. So that's why, you know, commercials work and other things work. Hypnosis works very well because you go into a alpha state, almost a theta state. If you're doing a visualization, you'll also go into an alpha state. So there are times that you can intentionally go into these states yourself. Meditation, though, when there are experienced meditators, will get down into the theta state. And this is where, and also what happens is when you get to these states, your body actually starts to respond positively to those. So you feel better if you can meditate longer. Well, the problem with us Westerners, mm-hmm. we, one, don't have time.
Yeah.
And two, we don't have the patience to sit down and entrain our own brains, if you will, to sit and meditate.
Right, because I'm thinking about the clock. I'm thinking, oh, I gotta go do the groceries. I gotta pay some bills. Nothing to meditate about. Bills.
Right, and so what has come along? There's been a development of technology. Before, only a few were access to it, and now I have access to this technology as well, which allows you to utilize headphones to have external sounds entrain your brain, which means that your brain waves will coincide with what you're listening to. Shamans use this with drums. They would go to a specific drum beat, and eventually their brains would be entrained to it, and that's where they would do their journey work. Well, not everybody can carry a drum with them also.
Right. But so in other words, your brain is being entrained by a rhythm?
Exactly. By a rhythm, by some what we call isochronic tones, or one of them. But there's many ways to manipulate tones. You can change the frequency slightly in one left ear and the right ear, which brings into what they call hemispheric synchronization. But we'll get into that in another another episode. But I'm very excited that I've got a hold of this technology and are going to be able to produce CDs and audio downloads that will help with all aspects of human development, whether it's for self-esteem, for weight loss, for athletic performance, or just anything that a person wants to do, just increase their meditation. And each of these tracks are going to have a specific entrainment with it. Some may just have an annoying buzz, if it will. Others will have that the entrainment, isochronic tone, and then there'll be some pleasant sounds over it. There may be some birds chirping, some ocean waves, and some other things to keep you occupied listening to that. But in the subtleness of the background will be the entrainment. So it'll be at an alpha, different levels of alphas, different levels of thetas. And what's really cool is that you can use this great for affirmations. A lot of people... the challenge with affirmations is a lot of people say them when they're in their beta state, which means they're conscious. So it never really gets to their unconscious state. So they go, well, affirmations don't work. Well, right, because you have to repeat them to yourself.
All right. For instance, if I say, if I have an affirmation that says, I am confident, I'm confident, but I say it in a regular wakeful state, and I'm saying it to myself, but then I can also say to myself, well, come to think of it, I mean, there are times when I'm not that confident, and then that's when it just doesn't work.
Right, and the affirmations. There's a lot of different schools of thought on it, and that could be a whole another podcast on how to really use them. Tony Robbins calls them incantations. T. Harv Eker calls them declarations, just to change the name so people are more receptive to them. The basic principle, though, is when you repeat something to yourself, you have to be almost conscious of it. So you're automatically in a beta state. And when you're in a beta state, even if it's at a high alpha state, it's very hard for that information to get into your subconscious. So on some of the programs I'm developing is we're going to bring the brainwave down to a very low alpha, even maybe a high theta. I will be reciting the affirmations, and all you do is listen. You don't repeat them. So you take your conscious thinking out of the game, so you're not in beta, and you'll drop down and listen to them completely. So really excited about producing some great products. I use them. I've been using these synchronizations for years and years and years, and it has just been tremendous as far as energy, health, and learning. I mean, there's synchronizations that you can use to help with memory recall, so that it's just fat and helping your immune system. So what we're going to do is in a few seconds we're going to start to play a track, and it's basically just an internal meditation on checking your feelings, and just listen to the instructions and follow through. This is going to be an alpha level meditation. But I think you'll get a sense of the relaxation part of it and how when you follow directions, different things will start to happen to your body. So with that, Rishi, anything else to say before we start them?
No, I'm looking forward to this.
So fantastic. So hold on. It's going to start here in a second. Enjoy it, and we'll see you on the other side. Notice your present feeling. How are you feeling right now? Stay away from projecting yourself into your imagined future or reflecting on the past. Simply check in with how you're feeling right now. Notice what you're feeling, free of any labels or judgments. Free of any labels or judgments that you might have about what you're feeling. Notice the energy in the feeling. Notice the location of the energy in your body. Appreciate the power and energy in the feeling as your power and energy. Become aware of yourself perceiving the power and the energy. You cannot be what you are perceiving. Notice you as the observer of the energy in the feeling. Notice you as the creator of the energy in the feeling. Witness both the observer and the creator interacting. Become aware of you as the awarer. Feel appreciation for who you are as the one who is prior to the creation and the observation. Feel appreciation for all that you are right now, and that you are the power and the energy in the feeling. So, hope you enjoyed that little session. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And if you don't take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.